Chapter 1. The Mice and the Big Ones. "Is it really him?" a voice whispered.
"It can't be," came the answer.
"Yes, he's the one." Roberto shook his head. It was Saturday morning, and he had planned to sleep late, but the whispering had awakened him. He opened his eyes. There were four mice on his pillow just a few inches away. He blinked hard.
"I must be dreaming," Roberto thought.
He shut his eyes and waited to wake up. The whispering continued.
"He's awake. Why did he close his eyes again?"
Their voices were louder now.
"Roberto, wake up. We need you. You're the one."
Roberto opened one eye, then the other. The mice were still there.
"I know I'm dreaming," Roberto said out loud.
"No, you're not," said the mouse that had been waving its paw.
"You have a job to do."
Roberto rubbed his eyes and sat up in bed.
"A job?"
The mice nodded their tiny heads.
"The big one stole the sad one," the first mouse said. "They stole a dog."
"He was just a puppy when they took him," said the second mouse.
"Now he lives in a cage," said the third mouse,
"and he's very sad.
You have to save him."